All right, welcome to the second lecture in Microsoft Project. And basically in this lecture, we're gonna learn about calendars. What are calendars? How can we modify calendars? How can we add calendars? How do we assign different calendars to different activities and schedule the project accordingly? So basically a calendar shows how many work days do we have per week, what are the working times, and so on and so forth. And then if we have any holidays or if we have any non-work days, whether they are regular non-work days, like, for example, Easter or the 4th of July or Labor Day and something like that, or if we have any particular non-work days for that particular project. So, for example, we're going to have a shutdown of a certain plant or we're going to have maintenance on certain equipment and things like that. So we're not going to have work during that time. The other issue is how to make a non-work day a working day. So, for example, Saturdays and Sundays are usually non-work days. What if we have to work on a certain Saturday or a certain Sunday to allow for the project to finish on time and things of that sort? So the first thing that we're going to do is learn about calendars. And in order to do that, we are going to go to Project. And we are going to go to Change Working Times. So under Change Working Time, you can see here that we have a calendar, a standard calendar. I have gone already and added a couple of non-work days and so on. So the calendar shows that we have 5 work days per week, Monday through Friday, and then Saturday and Sunday are the non-work days or the weekend. Here at the bottom, we have something called exceptions, and here you have the legend on the side that shows what's a working day, what's non-working, and so on. And then here we have the exceptions. If I want to designate a certain day as an exception, so if it is a working day and I want to make it a non-work day, or the opposite, if it's a non-work day and I want to make it a working day. So for example, here we have Independence Day, the 4th of July. I have already added that. And the way to do that is quite simple. Let's say I want to designate April 11th as a non-work day. So I'm going to go here and I'm going to call it non-work. Of course, we have to give a certain reason for that. And I'm going to enter the date, which is, in this case, April 11th. And now it has been designated as a non-work day. It's that simple. If I go down, as you can see now, it has been shaded. So it shows that this is an exception day becoming a non-work day. The other way around is if I want to make a Saturday, for example, a working day, I can do the same thing here, and I can call this receiving equipment. If certain equipment is going to arrive on site on that day, and I need someone to be there to receive that equipment, so now that particular Saturday has been designated as a work day, which is the exception from being a non-work day. Okay, now if I want to add a new calendar, let's say my calendar right now is a 5 work day per week. Let's say I want to add another calendar and I am going to create a new calendar and I'm going to call it 6 day. Basically, this calendar is going to be a 6 working day per week, and I'm going to make an exact copy of my standard calendar. Instead of adding all the holidays and the non-work days and so on, I'm just going to make a copy and then I'm going to modify that as well. So I'm going to go to OK, make a copy of standard, OK. Make changes, yes, because we have not closed standard. So now it has created a new calendar called 6 day. What I want to do now, I want to designate Saturdays, all Saturdays, as being work days. So let's say the site works 6 days per week and the office works 5 days a week. So any activity related to the site, I'm going to assign it to this calendar 6 day. And any activity related to the office or to certain other trades on site, I'm going to assign to the 5 work day. So what I have to do now, instead of going through every Saturday and designating it as an exception, There's another easier way of doing that. I'm going to go to work weeks. And I'm going to click here. I'm going to click on options. Now this shows here the week starts on Monday and the times of work and hours per week and so on and so forth. Now I'm going to go on click on Saturday. And I'm going to click on details. Now it shows the 7 days of the week. I'm going to click on Saturday. So this is going to apply from now on to all Saturdays in this calendar. And I'm going to click on set days to these specific working times. I want to designate what is going to be the working time on Saturdays. So we're going to make it a regular work day. So we're going to start at 8. A.M. Two, it's going to be 12. Oops. Let's go back here. 8 a.m. 2 12. And we're going to make that p.m. And then, after lunch, we're going to start at 1 p.m., 2, 5 p.m. And hit OK. And now, as you can see, all Saturdays became work days. So this is the second thing that new thing that we've learned today. We learned so far about how to modify an existing calendar, which is the standard calendar, and then how to add non-work days and how to convert a non-work day into a working day. And then we learned about how to add a new calendar, the 6-workday calendar, and how to assign basically Saturdays as a working day. Now we're going to go to OK. And basically, I'll go now to task. And what I want to do is assign calendar number 2, the 6-workday calendar, to certain activities. So whichever activities are going to follow that calendar, they have to be assigned to that calendar. Let's say I'm going to go to excavation and site leveling, this activity here, this task, and I'm going to click on information. And if I go to advanced, it's going to show me calendar. Which calendar is this activity going to follow? I'm going to call the 6-day calendar and hit OK. And now it's going to show here under the task indicators that this activity has been assigned to the calendar 6-day. So the calendar 6-day is assigned to the task. Now that we've done that, we can do that to other activities as well and so on. So basically, this is the end of the second lesson on how to modify calendars and how to assign different calendars to different activities. Well, see you next time in the next lesson.